Blog Talk Radio.
More good stuff, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Big Bag Tournament.
I'm your host, Michael Osengum, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is wonderful to be with you as we continue our efforts via Sultry Rave on the Raw, the Grey Leopard Cove, and our vehicle here, our forum at Blog Talk Radio. The Big Beck Tournament, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athletes Plus Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how right now, and www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, wherever they may be. My brother Gary Norris Gray cranked it out. Cranked out a nice one a little bit ago, and I know he's ready to get into it and sink his teeth into some mo stuff. But tonight, we're going to take care of some unfinished business. You know, we have four regions: the knee pads region, the baby, baby, please region. We got the same to get some region, of course, the drop them draws region. Now, we missed out on one matchup in the baby, baby, please category, so we're going to take care of that tonight. Intriguing counterpoint of two great singers, one who was not able to see his talent all the way through, and one who is still going strong. I am talking about Rafi Bagan and Philip Bailey. Yes, that one's from Earth, Wind, and Fire. As a matter of fact, he put the fire in Earth, Wind, and Fire. But I'm going to talk about brother Rafael Bagan, born in the Bronx, New York, born in the Boogie Down Bronx, baby, in 1947. Unfortunately, he left this world too early in 1978, murdered. We'll talk briefly about that later on. But Ralphie, he was one of a quartet of amazing soul and Latin balladeers who were doing the do in the 60s and early 70s. Rafi Bagan, Joe Batan, Hector Rivera, and Jimmy Sabater, who sang with Joe Cuba and the Sextet, were amazing singers. And there's no doubt they would be at any New York party on that record table. Having said that, though, again, he sung salsa, and he was of Puerto Rican and Cuban parentage. He did a duet with Sylvia Robinson of All Platinum fame called Sol Je T'Aime for his solo reworking, and he's known for his solo reworking of Bread's Make It With You. He twisted that thing and turned it into a slow grind, and it was just an amazing piece of work. I can tell you, honestly, it was a true blue light, red light special in basements of many houses, apartments where we had parties. But in 1978, he was murdered while he was in South America. Apparently, Bagan had been kind of on the obscure side because they didn't pay attention to him early on. We did because he was our neighbor. When he did Make It With You, and this is without any kind of help from the so-called mainstream stations, he sold over 250,000 copies nationally, and Soul Train did him righteous by having him come on. He was one of the first Latino artists to ever appear on the program. And of course, Fania Records was part of his life as well. He did work with Fania. But that first pressing, I still have a copy of that, was an amazing piece of work. And Ralphie was just one of them brothers that he crooned. He crooned in English and Spanish. And I think the lowriders embraced him too, because they were digging him out there on the West Coast. They were into that kind of love music. Didn't matter whether the artist was Chicano or Black, you know, and that fit the skill for the groove as you're driving down the street. Hey, it's all in there. And Ralphie was moving back and forth as the Chicanos really embraced him. He had serious love there and then got more love in South America. They were digging him because he could sing with all those inflections and the passion that mattered for those areas. So unfortunately, Joe Petain, who was with Bagan on a tour in Colombia, Bagan was murdered, and to this day, they really don't know what happened. His family was told that a promoter arranged for his murder to avoid payment of money due, with his body being left on a local beach. Now, there is one piece of work on his back catalog that is available, but unfortunately, he didn't really get the love he should have. Well, we knew him from back in the neighborhood, so I can tell you honestly, we loved him. Now, Bagan is going to go up against Philip Bailey. And I know many of you know who Philip is or have heard his work singing with A Friend of Fire. But this matchup is a different kind of matchup, because what do you get when you get two people who can blow? And Philip could blow. He was born May 8th, another Taurus, in Denver, Colorado. Now, you know, we don't get hotbeds of soul connected with a place like Denver. And there ain't no knock on Denver. You know, y'all just had a different groove going on. Philip became a member of Earth, Wind, and Fire in the early 70s. Now, you know, Maurice White was the guy. But as a Sagittarian, he wanted musicians and artists who would vibe with him. From a horoscope standpoint, they had to be compatible. Now, because of that, things changed up, because Earth, Wind, and Fire had started out recording for Warner Brothers Records. They did two albums with them, the title Earth, Wind, and Fire and The Need of Love, which includes the song Beauty. But Philip was not the lead singer at that time. At that time, the lead singer was Sherry Scott, who was lead on both of those. Soon after The Need of Love was released, Warner Brothers was having problems with their talent, and Clive Davis bought Earth, Wind, and Fire's contract for $75,000, and they split to Columbia, where Philip burst through with his work on Last Days in Time. And I can tell you, Last Days in Time was one of those albums that he was in any black person's house. It was there among the crates. I can tell you that for real. Because it was another one of those albums that was just, you put it on, you walked away or sat down. You didn't have to do anything to it. Just let it play. So anyway, Philip really broke through vocally there with his work on Save the Children, or Remember the Children, and Where Have All the Flowers Gone. After that, the next album, Head to the Sky, it was a wrap. You know, Head to the Sky. Then with Devotion, Fantasy, a lot of other things where he was just lead. And of course, even to this day, Philip carries on, and that fantastic falsetto of his has maintained. So we love Philip, and we love Mr. Bagan, and we want you both to decide who's your choice tonight. So Philip won the toss. So Mr. Bagan will lead off. Going to be one of those nights where if you got a candle, light that bad boy. If you're with someone, tell him or her to blow it out. Because this is just one of those nights of beautiful music. Having said that, send your vote to our Facebook pages at Sultry Reverend the Raw or The Gray Leopard Cove. You can email Gary with your vote at glcgray@gmail.com. You can email us at Sultry in the Raw, all one phrase, at outlook.com. Now, without further ado, let's let the brothers get some. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Big Bag Tournament. Courtesy of everybody here at Soul Radio in the Raw, Gray Leopard Cove, and our host here at blogtalkradio.com. We'll get that done in a minute. Seems like we got some groove gremlins in the house. Come on, y'all. Stop playing around. There we go.
never thought you'd leave me. You've killed my every dream. Torture and sadness, these things you left me. Pain when I'm lonely drives me insane. You left me for another, but someday you'll be blue. Leaving behind a fool such as I. Memories of long ago. Love letters, they wrote all. Words of love, so meaningful. Passion full of every.
Okay. try to do each and every day. When you're in my arms, my body comes to life. And when we love, you know how much I love you, don't you, mommy? Without you, life is death, the night is day. All work, no play. But that ain't the way. No, it isn't. I said, no, it isn't. Little girl, oh, little girl, I love you. I love you because you're far out.
Mira muchachita, olvídate de mí. Lo siento, lo siento. No encuentro cómo decir. Mi mamá no me deja.
The reason that we're here, the reason that we're here. to Don Myra gonna howl for horn. He plays so beautiful, don't you agree?
He said, it's all about love.
Check this out.
Mr. Philip Bailey. He finished up another great matchup as Philip Bailey, after Maurice White was not healthy enough to continue touring, Philip became the de facto leader along with his Maurice's brother Verdeen. And Philip can still, to this day, slide from falsetto tenor to tenor effortlessly. You know, hard it is to maintain a tenor voice. The only guy I really heard who can keep it like that, Eddie Holman, very underrated with that. But vocally, an awesome matchup, guys. So if you love Philip, let Philip know. Hit us. As I'm waiting for my brother Big G to come in, hit us on our Facebook pages for Soul Tree Radio on the Raw or The Great of the Cove. You can also call up, or rather, not just call up, but email us up at SoulTreeOnTheRaw, all one phrase, SoulTreeOnTheRaw at Outlook.com and GLCGray at Gmail.com. Got my brother DJ Gray here after the elements in the form of Philip Bailey did their thing. What's up, G?
Michael, Philip Bailey and Maurice White were only two people I know that can switch roles, and that you can tell the difference between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one would take the lead, one would take the background. And
yep.
It would switch, and you would know it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What I always liked about Maurice White is that he had all this great stuff going on, and we know he's the leader of the band and whatnot. Every now and then, though, Maurice will slide into something to let you know he's still there, like in Head to the Sky, when he does This World is a Masquerade, and he goes strictly gospel in it, run those chords, the seventh, eighth, and ninth. That's powerful stuff, because everybody has to back up and listen. And, of course, Philip has been still collaborating with folks. He's been with everybody from Phil Collins to Kiko Matsui, and even as late as 2019, he has charted. So Philip has built the laughs. He actually sang in the All-Star game when it was in Colorado because he is born and raised in Denver. So looks like Denver got some Rocky Mountain funk and soul, too. This is you know, the Rocky Mountain High thing. I ain't mad at him. I love it. Which, with this matchup, G, we are now left with the last category, the drop them draws. Lord have mercy,
the drawers.
Drop them draws.
Yeah.
So it's not that we thought we saved the best for last, but I want everybody to remember who's in the lineup. Number one ranked, Marvin. We ain't got to say no more.
Two, that's it.
Prince. Is it Prince? And you know what? This is, I've always believed this, and I know it's true. If Prince couldn't do nothing else but sing, if he couldn't play, couldn't chart arena, if Prince could do nothing else but sing, he would still be a bad motherfucker.
Yes, he would.
And of course.
Yes, he would.
Teddy P. Yes, sir.
The first album, he produced the first album by himself.
Yeah, I mean, come on, what are you going to do with that? All the music, all the instruments, he did it. Yes, we know he's bad. And it's going to be interesting to see how he matches up if, I'm assuming he gets past the first round, which I'm pretty confident he may. Prince will come up with some unique stuff because he is probably, outside of Miles Davis, the most creative force we've had as an artist. You know, this country in a long while. And then, of course, you got Teddy P, Teddy Pendergrass. He scares the drawers off of women. Turn them off. You just did Stevie and Smokey. I was wondering how you were going to handle that, G, because, I mean, that's like Motown's history right there.
Yes. No, I hope I did the right thing. Yeah, people really like this. They like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really surprised that Smokey won. I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Smokey did a good job.
Well, you know, Smokey's a superior lyricist. And his falsetto is still in great shape, in all honesty, too. Then you had Levi and Mr. Biggs coming in. That was a great show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We got Marvin Jr., whose name y'all may not know, but he is the baritone who is the heart of the mighty, mighty Dells. He'll be going up against Tony Bennett. Yes. He'll be going up against Tony Bennett. I always respected Mr. Bennett. He's a good person. Sings pretty damn good as well. So we're looking forward to that. And James Brown. I ain't got to say no more. JB? That's right. He still got some juice and some Prison on Love action. He's going to go up against Bob Marley. I don't want to wait in vain for your life. Oh, yeah. That's right, man. But the 8-9 matchup, Billy Eckstine and Arthur Prysock. I'm really intrigued by this, G, because I know we both heard these guys when we were kids. And my mother and her friends used to talk about Billy Eckstine like some women talk about Marvin now. So I'm curious as to who will get the Duke on that.
I don't know. It's going to be a knockdown, drag-out battle. I think it'll be good because my mom played it too. So it's going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. And let's not forget, we still got some wild cards out there. I know y'all wondering when somebody coming up, but if you haven't heard his name, you know he's in the wild card deck. And those wild cards can be played anytime. So it's going to be interesting. The wild cards have done damage. Michael Henderson won his round when he came in. Lenny Williams won when he came in. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. You know, once that business starts, it's hard to stop. And, of course, Ted Mills and Jason Hoover are doing well. The tabs are not complete yet, but Jason Hoover, our Canadian brethren, he seems to be holding his own. And Ted Mills, the wizard from Blue Magic, he seems to be doing well as well. So Friday, we will have the results going into the weekend, and we will see what we can see.
Yeah, now, sir, I can't wait for this. I know. Sunday will be the Daddy Pendergrass and Mr. Lionel Richie.
Oh yeah.
Lady.
Come on. You gonna say hello, all right? Oh yes. Now, G, later on this summer, I know you're gonna put on a concert. You know, please give everybody a little tease as to what you got in mind.
We Michael and I discussed many moons ago about disabled artists, and the more we got talking, the more we got more names. So what I'm gonna do this summer is add a three-way contest.
Yeah.
Between the men and the women, right?
Yes. It's going to be fun.
Three and three. Right. No more than 3 weeks. It should be over. It's going to be fun to do this.
Oh, yeah.
D-Wonder. Teddy Pendergrass.
Yep.
Ray Charles.
Yep.
Jose Arthur
Feliciano.
Price-Doc.
Arthur Price-Doc. Ronnie Millsap. Walter Jackson.
All rounds.
Got a whole bunch of brothers and sisters up here. So, yes, I'm looking forward to this, Gene. It was a great idea. You know, again, we endeavor, in addition to the work that we put in at BASN Newsroom, we want to be the best music channel on the internet, and we know nothing succeeds like great programming. Brother Gray and I are putting that together, and we found out that someone apparently, G, is doing a Earth, Wind, and Fire versus Isley Brothers.
I wonder where they got
Michael,
that from.
I am so disgusted with this. I remember 8 years ago. I'll never forget it. 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
ESPN, I mean, one of your shows, word.
I know. They did the same thing to you. Yep. They've been doing that for a long time.
And see, that tells me that we are on point. We're on point.
Hey, yes. We're on code with that. No doubt. But I do believe, as we are in the beginnings of spring, there ain't nothing like a little music to lighten your day, put a little spring in your step, you know, get you to re-energize, because spring's about awakenings and renewal and all kinds of good shit that. And we just want to put this bee in your bonnet, everybody, so that y'all know that in spite of what may be in front of you, you still got a little bit of spring ahead of you, and that's always a good thing. I didn't need Martha to tell me that shit either. So right now, G, any last words before we go into jukebox format?
No, just enjoy the weekend. Hope you enjoy the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned. I can't be at your show. I get my COVID shot.
That's right. And don't forget to vote, y'all. Please make sure you vote on both our shows. Vote Soul Tree page on Facebook or the Cove Caravan. There's the Gray Leopard Cove page on Facebook. Email Gary at glcgray@gmail.com. Email us at Soul Tree and Raw, all one phrase, at outlook.com. All right. Well, look, guys, I got a quarter in my pocket. I intend to spend it. So tonight,
it's going to
be, oh, shit. I'm going to have to borrow a quarter from you. But for my quarter tonight, we're going to play 3/4 quarter courtesy of the Tempting Temptations. They're going to give you 3 unique versions of love as these bad brothers from Motown do their thing. Again,
all right.
For all of us here at the tree and at the grain of the cove, y'all go safe, stay safe, be safe. It's getting nice out here, guys. Weather is getting warmer. You want you to enjoy all of it, so enjoy it safely. Until we know for sure, make sure you wear a mask. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you wash your ass. But have fun, go safe, stay safe, and be safe. Temptation. Yeah.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Thought it was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Papa never was a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls and all the time leeching. Stealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just wanted to hear him say.
Hey mama, I heard Papa call himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what said Papa to an early grave?
Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey mama, folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a keen eye and said, son,
change the record, y'all. These little groove gremlins just keep it sneaking up in there. Come on.
Thank you. I'm the captain of my ship. A sailor I was born. I've had queens and castles on clouds in the sky. But my heart said to you, baby, waiting for the
Jukebox Love from the Tempting Temptations. We're about to give this a wrap and put it to bed. Musically, we will see you Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, after Big G does his thing with the music box. Now, just a couple of things in mind before we step off. A little while ago, my colleague played a show, the theme doubles. Same song, or songs with the same title. Now, I'm not going to do a double tonight, but I do want to recognize one of the best songs that's ever been done. And I mean in terms of arrangement, presentation, and the fact that it got all the exposure it needed to get. It was redone and had more of a soulful twist put on it, and that one was good. But this was one of those cases where nothing was better than the original. It stood out, and for the songwriter as well as the artist, I know it fed its fan. I know it fed his or her family for years because it was that strong a song. And when you get something like that, it's rare where you have the combination of people recognizing how good it is and getting the exposure that goes with it. Let me drop this on y'all.
Times her eyes fought back the tears, and when her youthful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders bore the weight of all her fears, and a sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence. In her ear, let her cry. But if allowed just one possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine. For she'll awaken, and sleep's the only freedom that she knows. And when you walk into her eyes, you won't believe the way she's always paying for a debt she never owed. Let her cry.
Now, I know a lot of y'all know New Birth did this. Some of y'all may not know that. New Birth did not do the original. But we always say a good song is a good song. And if folks can translate it multiple times and get that same kind of love and vibe out of it, that's a beautiful thing. Well, it is time for us to step off. And I have to say, before we go, I've enjoyed this as I always do, but you know, I enjoy it even more because of the time. I am a spring baby. Yes, April 30th is my birthday. And I was wondering for a second because of all of this COVID stuff, but I'm happy to tell you that my spring groove is starting to kick in. And as long as you are upright and not uptight, that feeling will always come back to you. And I've maybe grown into a little bit more of an empath about that sort of thing, but spring is my time. And just like my man and I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, I have my own theme music. Everybody, go safe. Stay safe. Be safe. Even that don't work. You try to close out cool, and you can't get no cooperation. No.
Désolé, je suis pressé, j'ai un rendez-vous avec une perle, un magnifique bijou. Inutile d'insister, je vous assure, je m'en triple faux. Vous n'obtiendrez rien de moi, oui, monsieur, pas le moindre sou. Emballez votre marchandise, je ne suis pas un preneur. Voulez-vous que je vous dise d'aller voir ailleurs? C'est fait, alors maintenant, qu'attendez-vous? Bon, assez, bouge de la gérance, et vous. L'avion décolle dans une heure, direction l'île aux fleurs. Ma fleur désignée attend, je pars en exil pour longtemps. Un aller simple suffira, on y est retour. Je le prendrai là-bas, peut-être même que d'ici là je ne reviendrai pas. Au pays du soleil, je désire y rester. Au pays des merveilles, je m'en vais m'installer pour toujours. Il ne me reste aucun. Interprétez parfaitement l'œuvre en do majeur, en effleurant agréablement les courbes de son corps. Mais quelle histoire de cul, je vous conte une simple histoire de cœur. L'érotisme, c'est pas mal, comics, mais que hardcore nous porte. Ma religion me l'interdit, nous sommes moins c'est soumis. Encore, lui, embarquement, il est parti. Décollage, je quitte la capitale, Paris, me voici dans les airs, à bord du colibri. La femme, lorsqu'il faut effleurer pour ne pas commettre de drame. La nature a ses règles, autant les respecter. Rien de plus naturel que de ne rien dénaturer. Je garde espoir en me tournant vers le futur. N'entrons pas dans les détails, je sais que pour certains c'est très dur. Après la fatalité viendra la providence. Tout le monde connaît la musique, comprend les mêmes et on commence.